Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right, here we go. It's 534, Sunny 101.5. Before we get the show started, Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy Kapellman, I want to introduce you to Steve Buda.
Steve Buda's
Hi.
Back.
Yeah, there you go.
Welcome back.
Dang.
Oh, yes, it's the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show.
You were missed.
Really?
Yes, you were.
You know, I was kind of disappointed. I went on Facebook Live to do a sunset or sunrise, and it was cloudy. So I did tell Jack, I was, did you ever get to see it? And I said, no.
That was the long, that went down in history. You broke a record for the longest live.
Yeah, it was.
Of the show.
I couldn't stay
of the Jack,
thing.
Steve, and Tracy show, because our lives are usually like, blip, you miss them.
2 minutes, right.
You know, so two minutes, 3 minutes.
I did do a time-lapse video that I'll upload to the, actually it was like 3 hours long. I condensed it into about 24 seconds, and it's perfect. It's perfect.
You do need to see the couch chat, Tracy, this morning we did. That's all I got to say. You just need to see it.
Okay.
And we're going to have...
All right.
We're going to have partly to mostly cloudy skies. The high is going to be 38. That's it. That's all you can squeeze out is 38.
Mm.
Oh, well. It's 25 now. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, it's 6:14. Tracy really wanted to introduce this one, so there she is. Okay, good. Yeah, she's part of it, you know, and she really wanted. And then I should let her introduce it because
right, let her talk
she knows
about
all
it.
The details on it. So let's tell you what, let's give her. You know, we can do. We can just play a song and there she is again. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, Tracy.
Yeah.
All right.
There
good.
Go.
Yeah, I wanted you wanted to introduce this because you're pretty. You've been pretty involved in this project.
Absolutely. I am a weary stage mom this week. It is tech week for my daughter's musical, and I just really wanted to celebrate her director, Mrs. Scott, who is just at the helm of this huge effort. And you know something that I wanted to add that I even forgot to mention?
What?
She is due to have a baby any day now. Like, seriously,
so she's doing all this, putting up...
She's doing all of this, all of these hours, 43 kids, and I mean, she is due any day. So we're just hoping she makes it through the show.
No kidding. Well...
Oh, my God.
Then let me share this with the audience, okay?
Awesome.
All right.
We are joined now by Laura Scott, the director of Grissom Middle School's musical, The Wizard of Oz. And I spent some time with her last night. My daughter's in the musical. I wanted her to call in today for our Tell Me Something Good because I am just amazed at just her passion for the musical and how much goes into this. And Laura, your whole family was there, your husband, your little daughter, everybody helping build sets. Just tell me about the monumental project this is. And how many kids are involved and how it's going?
All right, well, this week is Tech Week, so we're performing this Thursday and Friday. And Tech Week is just a whole different entity in itself.
It's a whole new level of crazy, isn't it?
It is. So when you put everything together and you put the mics on the kids, which we haven't done yet, when you work with the props and the costumes and... just watching them all run around. You said my daughter was there last night, and she was, and she kept talking about your daughter.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
Oh, she
two
was
and
so,
a half?
Yes, and she was helping. Her husband was helping build sets. I mean, it's a family affair.
Wow.
And how many kids are in the musical?
We have 43 this year in the musical, which is a great, great number. And I think that we're doing The Wizard of Oz really pulled them in because there's so many parts for boys, too.
And
they
know,
felt that way, you know?
Absolutely. And the sets looked great. And, you know, it has to be a little stressful. Are the kids all going to remember their lines?
I couldn't do it.
You know, that's the thing I can't control.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You do an awesome job. You really do. And I'm excited to see the progress night by night here. And you obviously want people from the community to join us, right?
Absolutely. That would be awesome. Show these kids that
their work didn't go for naught, you know? Let's get pack the house.
That's right.
Bring in extra chairs if we need to.
So Thursday and Friday night at 7.
Yep. At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock at Grissom Middle School. And so just thank you for what you do, because honestly, I just was so incredibly impressed last year when she was in Legally Blonde, and just what you are able to do with those kids, and just the love of theater, I think, that you instill in them. And it's just so special. So thank you, Laura. Thank your husband. Thank your daughter for what you do.
All right. And good luck with having a baby, too. I mean, I know. Oh, my gosh. That's tired. I'm tired just listening.
Well, it's exhausting. You know, you're ready to have a baby. You're exhausted.
And here's
Laura just, you know, standing behind the control board. Lights.
Yep.
Okay, no, sets need to go that way. Oh. Okay, wait. Where's your costume?
Yeah. Well, that's it. There you go. That's a tell me something
good. Tell me something good.
Deals and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
It's 6:52, and here's Tracy.
You guys remember when Katy Perry made headlines? This was just a week or two ago when she surprised that 19-year-old male contestant on the premiere by kissing him. You know, after he said he was saving himself for someone special. Quite a little scandal
she
there.
She kind of stole that from him, really.
She did. Not a smart move in an era where sexual harassment in Hollywood is being examined more closely, you know?
Mm-hmm, right.
But so here's the thing. Now, you know, some people are weighing in saying she is bringing the show down. USA Today wrote, you know, 4 episodes into the reality competition, it's clear that the pop star's vibe is just wrong for the show.
Uh-oh.
They say you can feel her suck the energy out of the audition room with...
Really?
They say she's just too wacky, too hammy, and yes, too flirty for the competition. Mm. And they say it was once about the singers, but it's now overshadowed by the judges. And
I think that's been
happening, though,
for
right?
A long time, yeah.
And I.
There you go.
Right? There we go.
It froze, but.
We're just trying to get into our American Idol vibe here.
Okay.
But, and they say that she has the same feedback for everyone. It's always, you have something about you. Hmm. And that she just too often draws the spotlight to herself. So,
Well,
it's all right.
She's a real firework.
Been going on for a while.
You know what? It's a show about the singer.
Like that with The Voice too.
Right.
You know, I mean that they definitely have that.
I mean, look at the money they're socking into
the judges alone.
I mean, it's
kind of about them.
It's obviously not about the contestants.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Well, Black Panther has set another record by becoming the most tweeted film ever.
I
should say. Twitter announced on Tuesday the history-making Marvel film claimed the title after getting more than 35 million tweets and counting.
35
That's
million.
That's amazing. Since its release, Black Panther has earned more than $1 billion at the box office worldwide.
Man, I got to see that. Movie.
35 million tweets.
You got to wait until it almost hits video, so you're the only person.
That'll be next year.
Well,
at this rate,
you got a lot to look forward to. Huh?
Okay,
exactly. Well, Taylor Swift surprised Amber Rose's son, her 5-year-old son, Sebastian, who is a huge fan of the pop superstar, with this special gift yesterday. Rose posted a video on social media showing her little boy opening this box he got from Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And Sebastian says, oh, this is going to be so exciting. Oh, my gosh, she sent me a letter. Well, Taylor had sent them tickets to an upcoming concert.
Aww.
At the sweetest. Several months ago, Rose posted this now viral video of Sebastian singing every single word. Again, mind you, he's 5, to Taylor's hit song, Look What You Made Me Do. I love it.
Look What You Made Me Do.
Lindsay Lohan. Oh, well, go ahead, guys. Maybe if you sing every word, she'll invite you guys to the concert.
That's all we know. All right, ready, Jack?
No, I know.
Look what you made me do.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
And I also... Hey, look over here. Look what you made me do. I mean, what is...
I know I don't like them. That's all I know.
Oh, I don't like them. I don't like...
Look what you made me do.
Oh, this is the best.
That's how the song would sound if I recorded it.
Hey.
It'd be like this. Look. I don't... Okay, I don't like them.
Eggplants. I don't like to eat eggplants.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
You made me eat that eggplant.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm laughing, but I'm the same way. I wouldn't know all the words.
No, I don't.
Go Sebastian, right?
No, it's...
I'm surprised I know the song.
What was the one song that I was... Oh, the Justin Timberlake song. We were driving around. This is in the summer when, you know... and I was just putting everything in my pocket. And I was just making up. I've got that. Douglas wrote in my pocket. And I decided I would make up things.
Yeah.
And Jack goes, I don't think that's right.
I got this receipt in my pocket. Yeah, you're just doing everything.
And then I go, hey, Jack, well, you know the lyrics? No, I just know it's not that. I just know it's wrong. That's all.
Anywho, back to Radio Paparazzi.
Okay. All right. Back to it. Later that same day,
yes.
Lindsay Lohan has been unveiled as the new face of LegalDirectoryLawyer.com. This story cracks me up. So she says, when Lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble, she said. But it didn't take long for her to see the value of the site, which matches those in need with a lawyer. Now, she says, I realize that lawyer.com is just about helping people, you know, from getting a DUI. Well, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, she says, or two or three or some others. So this is part of the commercial, which is just hilarious. She has signed on to work with lawyer.com for 12 months, and she's going to star in their commercials, website, and their promotional material.
All right.
All right, are you ready for the birthday game?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, well, I know that.
You know her.
I know her, yeah.
Does it mean that...
No, it doesn't mean anything, but Rosie O'Donnell is 58.
You're cruel.
I am cruel.
I'm going to go 57.
She is 56.
Oh, come on.
How cruel. Okay.
Matthew Broderick.
Man, I actually know.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I'm going to say 48.
That's a good guess.
That's not cruel.
56.
Whoa. We were nicer to him than we were Rosie.
And Scott Eastwood.
Scotty who?
Scott Eastwood.
Oh, Scott Eastwood.
No, you should have just left it. Scotty? No, that's not Scott.
Scott, get off my lawn. Oh, wait a minute, you're my son.
Yeah, Scott, take out the trash. Scott, do something with your life. You got to say, all right, now do that and say,
wash those dishes.
Do something with your life, you bum.
Yeah, he's doing something with his life right now. Yeah, he is. And I'm going to say he's, I don't know.
Can you imagine growing up in that?
No, 30.
And him yelling at you? Don't talk to your mother that way.
You guys are outdoing yourself in this Radio Paparazzi. I am cracking up.
35.
37. He's in his
40s. 32.
Wow. Oh. Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to wake up my daughter. I got to go.
Okay. This is Sunny 101.5. It's 7:41.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Boom, boom. Okay. Steve's going to try it.
I know. You know, my life hack, I actually knew what it was for, and the only reason was because I met my wife, Meg, while she was working at Cooper Hawk Winery.
Oh, nice.
At the restaurant mm-hmm. winery, which we frequent a lot, actually, mm-hmm. when we go back there to see everyone. And I always wondered why wine bottles have that divot on the bottom. You know what I mean? It curves in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I always thought they were trying to cheat you on wine. Oh, we'll just take a few ounces out and just put a big bubble in there. I said, that's not fair.
That would have never occurred to me.
But that's not why. Okay, because I just like to get what I pay for. And I want a full bottle. So when you put a bubble in there, you're cheating me. Yeah. No, it's actually so when you pour it, you put your thumb in there and you look fancy while you're pouring it. Ah. So next time, Tracy, you have dinner guests, or Jack, you just want to drink a bottle of wine during The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. you can be fancy and shock zombies or your guests.
I see. That's very good. Okay.
Well, I feel a little like a fraud in the life hack department this morning because I don't feel like I have it all together. But then it occurred to me that that's perfect because I didn't wake up London on time. I mean, at all. Because
yeah, that was funny.
In
you
the
had
middle
to leave
of Radio Paparazzi, yeah. And it was a crazy morning. And so, you know, I run up there, and literally, she has 15 minutes, right?
Right.
And I'm like, we gotta go. Bus is coming. But my life hack is that, thank heavens, she did get out the door on time mm-hmm. because we had her lunch made and we had outfits picked for the week.
Yeah,
that's my life hack. Just kind of, you know,
plan.
Having everything but the sandwich made and the lunch. And kind of packed and ready to go, and then clothes ready. So it was literally jumping in clothes.
I always say I'm going to do that.
Making a sandwich.
Yeah, I never do that.
Best laid plans, right? But it saved my butt this morning.
But, you know.
So there's that.
In my case, making a lunch or something, it wouldn't make it to the morning. So that
No, because you would just eat it.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. But to the normal person, it would work, yes. Now, mine, you know, when it comes to relationships and stuff, and I am totally clueless. I don't have a clue about relationships. But when I saw this, it does make sense, folks. If you're in that dating stage right now, pay attention to how your boyfriend or your girlfriend treats their family. Because eventually, that's how they're going to treat you. So keep an eye on that. That's not a bet.
See, and you know what? I always said, watch how he treats his dog.
Uh-huh.
Because I always found the best guys were just amazing dog dads.
Yeah, see,
I agree. And then they would be good to your future. Uh-huh. They would be good to your future kids. They would take care of them, you know, impeccably. So that was mine. It wasn't necessarily the family, but does he have a dog and how does he treat his
Unless
dog?
Unless he's one of those, and there's a lot of them out there that like animals better than people. So you got to think.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, there's that.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, it's 7:53, and time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
I'm going to do a little joke. If I say, why was the driver pulled over?
He was intoxicated.
I know that would be the go-to, right?
That would probably be the biggie.
Right?
But this wouldn't be a go figure, and I wouldn't start it that way if that was the case.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this is in England. This past Sunday,
yes.
Police pulled over a car. After several onlookers actually called in to report it.
Wow.
This car is, and now you're going, yeah, he's intoxicated. I know it.
It's got to be.
Right.
No, it was missing a left front tire, and he had no idea. He was just driving down the road.
Driving along.
No front tire on the left side.
You know, I thought it was, you know, the ride was a little rougher than
usual.
Well,
he said, I thought it was a little bit noisy.
And I just turned the radio off.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine driving? There's probably sparks flying all over. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, I bet that rim is usable.
Oh, my gosh.
You think it's all right?
No.
He actually went on multiple people on Twitter saying this guy is
not to mention
the
sparks and everything.
Right, and they even said that they are now aware that a day is court. It's coming. There's numerous offenses for this. He's probably damaging the street and everything. I mean, driving.
There's that.
I mean, literally, they said he's just driving around,
mm-hmm.
unaware. He's only got three of his four tires on the car.
And he was totally sober.
Yeah, totally sober.
Boy, that's sad.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny 101.5, 821, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. And we're going to do this birthday call here. Let me tell you, if we were bill collectors, you definitely wouldn't want to get
it. If we were anything but what we're doing, we would be terrible at our jobs.
So here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Raymond?
Yes. Speaking. Who's this?
Raymond, how you doing? This is the guard calling. How you doing this morning?
I'm okay. That's right.
Well, just just kind of looking over. We have your account here up on the computer, and just noticed that the your August payment is a little past due, and we're just trying to get that current for you. You want to keep that credit going, strong. I realize that.
My wife typically handles the finances. Yes. Would you like me to put you in touch with her?
We've tried several times, haven't got any luck on that. So thought we'd go to the secondary name on the card, and that'd be you, Raymond. If you want to, just clear it up, it's just $317.47, and we can get that all cleared up for August, and you'll be back in great shape. All right. How do you want to pay that today? You want to pay that through the checking account, or how are you going to do that?
$317.
$317.47. That's right.
Sorry. Let me just hang on one second. Is this the card ending in 4459?
That's exactly right. You got it. See, you got there in front of you. So we're going to get that current if you just pay us right now. And you do know that the payment is always due on the 1st. Here we are looking at the...
That must be some mistake.
It's about 9 days. About 9 days past due. So if you would just like to clear it up today.
Sure, I'm happy to clear it up with you if you let me speak. Okay. That's our emergency card, and we haven't used that card in, months now. Well, there's no chance that charge is current.
Evidently, you did use the card, okay? Let's just put the cards on the table, okay? You want to pay your bills or you don't? What do you want to do? I'm trying to collect some money here, and I gotta have it today. Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. I've had some anger issues lately, and I apologize to that. Let's just start all over from the beginning, and we can get this all cleared up. Okay, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Okay,
it's my fault.
I know it's your fault. There must be some mistake on your end. We don't use that card, so I've made it very clear that I'm not going to...
I want the money now! All right, hold on a second. Obviously I can't control my temper. Can you just hold on 1 second so I can get my manager? I apologize. I really do.
Yeah, put your manager on the phone customer satisfaction survey. Okay. You typically do at the end of the call, but I'm looking forward to reaming you a new one.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just one more thing.
Hello, is this Ray?
Yes, speaking. Who is this?
Paulie DeLuca. I am the manager for Ralph. I understand he's got a little anger issues from time to time, but he's working on that. We've been working with him constantly. And, I understand him coming through here. We just need a little payment. Ending in 4459. Let's get done. What do you say?
So I was trying to explain to Ralph before I was screamed at, and that's not hyperbole. He screamed at me over the phone. Now, I'm not too sure what type of team you have working for you.
You need to pay. You need to pay. You got a charge for Blockbuster Video for $317.47. There's another one coming through for about 18 grand for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
What, that's better?
If you want to prank someone special on their birthday, just send an email to birthdaycall@sunny1015.com. The Birthday Call, only on Sunny 101.5.
Join us tomorrow for the Thursday Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. When you hear What's Wrong With Name That Tune, you're going to say, man, that ain't right.
It's not going to be right.
It won't be right. That's your job to fix it if you want some great prizes from the Hoosier Lottery. So join us tomorrow here on Sunny 101.5.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy, weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.